SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, Palestinians forced to move yet again in the face of Israel's latest assault in Gaza. Opponents of the far right in France mobilise. And in tennis, the defending women's champion out, but a good day for the Aussie men at Wimbledon. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. Thousands of Palestinians are once again being forced to evacuate their homes as Israeli forces continue bombarding areas of Khan Yunis and Rafah. Health officials in Gaza say at least 8 Palestinian civilians have been killed and dozens more injured in the latest assault. Israeli forces have bombarded several areas of southern Gaza. Thousands of Palestinians have fled their homes in what could be part of a final push of Israel's intensive military operations. Gaza's health ministry says at least 38,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces since October. The spokesperson for the UN Secretary General, Stefan Dujarric, says more efforts are needed to protect civilians in Gaza.
It's another stop in this deadly circular movement that the population in Gaza has to undergo on a regular basis. This is yet again why we need to see an end to this conflict. We need to see a humanitarian ceasefire, the release of the hostages, and which would lead to our ability to distribute aid quickly to all those who need it.
Opponents of the French far-right National Rally Party are stepping up their efforts to block the party from coming to power. Local media is reporting that around 180 candidates have confirmed they will not stand in the next round of voting for France's 577-seat national parliament in order to avoid splitting the vote against the National Rally Party. Marine Le Pen's National Rally Party is ahead after the first round of voting in the elections last weekend. Ms. Le Pen says the people of France don't want to be told how to vote.
I think this election is one of emancipation for the French people. What the people came to say is stop giving us moral lessons. Stop telling us for whom we have to vote, how to think. That's what they said in the first round. And I hope they will say the same thing in the second round, because that's in fact the key to change the policies that from which they have been suffering for 7 years now.
A convicted drug offender in Western Australia is set to be deported back to the UK this week after his bid for clemency failed at the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. 55-year-old Stephen Percruth-Kerr has lived in Australia for almost all his life after moving to Australia with his parents at the age of 12. Under Australia's migration legislation, people living without citizenship in Australia who have spent more than 12 months in prison can be deported on character grounds. He will be leaving behind 6 children and 10 grandchildren. His lawyer, David Kew, says the policies in place today are reminiscent of deportation laws from 200 years ago.
In a normal situation, he's served his sentence, done his time, he's had a good parole report. My only observation, I think, is thinking about this, is that this we've not learnt a lot in over 200 years. Great Britain was deporting people over here over 200 years ago in similar circumstances, and we're still doing the same thing in reverse, and it just seems we don't seem to have learned anything in that time.
Security staff at hospitals in New South Wales will begin trialling new body-worn cameras amid growing concerns about rising rates of assaults at health facilities like emergency departments. The New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research says that hospitals recorded 972 assaults on their premises in the year to March 2024. That's a rate of more than 18 assaults per week. The year-long trial is still in the planning stages and will require established privacy and security policies before it can proceed. New South Wales Health Minister Ryan Park says the current trend of assaults is unacceptable.
I'm very, very concerned that we have to start to look at interventions to reduce the number of these serious incidents taking place across our health and hospital system. Today I can announce that we will be embarking on a 12-month trial across 9 hospital sites, 300 cameras in total, worn by our security officers as a way to try and look at de-escalating incidents before they become problematic within our health and hospital system.
In tennis, defending women's champion Marketa Vondrousova has been eliminated in the first round of Wimbledon. In a stunning upset, she has been defeated by Spain's Jessica Buzas Monero in straight sets 6-4, 6-2. Vondrousova says dealing with the expectations of a defending champion is hard.
Yeah, overall, you know, it was very tough, and it's, you know, tough feelings also, you know, to go back, and I feel like, you know, everybody just expects you to win maybe, so that's tough too, but I was happy to be back on the centre court, but didn't go as planned today.
Australian Ayla Tomljanovic also went out tamely in the first round, losing in straight sets to Yelena Ostapenko. The Australian men did a little better. Australia's top-ranked male, Alex Demonor, beat fellow Aussie James Duckworth 7-6, 7-6, 7-6. Alexei Popperin beat Thiago Monteiro in 4 sets, and Adam Walton beat Federico Coria. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Sunil Awosti.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.